Tucanos December Midwinter 2016 Preview. Click here to use Conference Scheduler Author Forum number 187. From page 1, Roger Horto Award for Greatest Public Service by a Private Citizen. His films have received 2 Academy Award nominations, 13 Emmy Awards, and 2 Grammy Awards. Burns is delighted to introduce children to America #39 S presidents as leaders and as people in Grover Cleveland again. A Treasury of American Presidents, which will be published in July 2016. Kerensky is celebrated for books focusing on everything from salt, cod, and frozen food to the pop song, Dancing in the Street. The author of 28 books, he has received multiple awards and honors ranging from a Los Angeles Times Science Writing AWRD and James Beard Award for Food Writing to a New York Public Library Best Books of the Year Award, and Orbis Pictus Award from the National Council of Teachers of English, and Alabama Notable Book Awards. After starting out as a playwright, Kerensky shifted to journalism and is a former foreign correspondent for the International Herald Tribune, the Chicago Tribune, the Miami Herald, and the Philadelphia Inquirer. His many other jobs include commercial fisherman, dock worker, paralegal, cook, and pastry chef. He has guest lectured all over the world on history, writing, environmental issues, and other subjects. His forthcoming book is Paper, Paging Through History, May 2016. Tempest Williams is an award-winning author of 14 books, a conservationist, and an activist whose writing is rooted in the American West and ranges from issues of ecology and wilderness preservation, to women #39 S health, to exploring our relationship to culture and nature. Her books include Refuge, An Unnatural History of Family and Place, Finding Beauty in a Broken World, and When Women Were Birds. Her forthcoming book, The Hour of Land, A Personal Topography of America #39 S National Parks, June 2016, offers a literary celebration of our national parks, what they mean to us, and what we mean to them, and is timed to honor the centennial of the National Park Service. The authors are appearing thanks to the generous sponsorship of their publishers, Random House Children #39 S Books, Ken Burns, W.W. Norton, Mark Kerensky, and Macmillan, Terry Tempest Williams. Donna Seaman is Booklist #39 S Editor for Adult Books. Her reviews and essays have appeared in the Chicago Tribune, Los Angeles Times, and other publications, and she has received the James Friend Memorial Award for Literary Criticism, the Stutz Terkel Humanities Service Award, and Literacy Chicago #39 S Literacy Hero Award. Seaman #39 S Author interviews are collected in Writers on the Air. Conversations about books, and she has moderated many author appearances for the American Library Association, the Chicago Public Library, and the Chicago Humanities Festival. The Exhibits Roundtable is pleased to sponsor the ERT/Booklist Author Forum as one of the many ways they collaborate with Alabama staff and members to make the exhibits a dynamic part of Alabama conferences. Booklist can be found at booth number 1923 in the Exhibits Hall, where you can discuss all things book and media related with the editors and get a demo of the integrated print, online, and digital edition access. Mark Kerensky copyrights Sylvia Plackey, Terry Tempest Williams copyright Marion Eitlinger, Libraries Transform number 8482. Events not to miss at Midwinter Meeting because of you. Libraries Transform. In addition to it #39 S highlighted below, use the tag Libraries Transform in the Midwinter Meeting scheduler at alamw16.alabama.org/scheduler to find transformation-related news you can use. Ignite and Alabama Masters Sessions, Discussions Groups, Washington Office and Office for Information Technology Policy Events, and more. Creativity, Innovation and Change. Libraries Transform in the Digital Age. Sunday, January 10th, 1 number 8212, 2:30 p.m., BCDC 153 AB. Join Alabama President Sari Feldman and Jonathan Zittrain, Harvard Law School, and others in a conversation about innovative library environments and how we can illustrate our value to decision makers and influencers. Featuring work from Harvard #39 S Library Innovation Lab and how it can be leveraged to make our case at the national level through Alabama initiatives such as the Policy Revolution, and how you can make the case locally through Alabama #39 S New Public Awareness Initiative, Libraries Transform. Libraries Transform Understanding Change. Saturday, January 9th, 1 number 8212, 4 p.m., BCDC 103. Trainers from Cotter International, experts in the process and leadership of change, will lead an interactive session to explore libraries' current context and look ahead to meeting imperative for libraries transform. Using Dr. John Cotter #39 renowned 8-step process for leading change number 8212, and its core principles number 8212. As a backdrop, session participants will have the opportunity to work with colleagues in Cotter International to answer the questions, where am I in the process of leading change, and what do I need to be doing now to move my library into the future? Sponsored by the Center for the Future of Libraries. Libraries Transform. Civic and Social Innovation. Civic Innovators number 8212. Sunday, January 10th, 8:30-11:30 a.m. Social Innovators number 8212. Monday, January 11th, 8:30-11:30 a.m. BCDC 103. Join Boston-based civic and social innovators, including representatives from Boston #39S Mayor #39S Office of New Urban Mechanics, Boston College #39S Center for Social Innovation, and leaders from nonprofits and design firms, 42 outward-looking forums exploring the changes happening in our communities. Learn more about the issues civic and social innovators are addressing and the strategies they are employing. These innovations can inspire our efforts to help libraries transform. Sessions are designed for individuals' busy meeting schedules number 8212. Each day will feature three presentations and attendees are encouraged to drop in as their schedule allows. Sponsored by the Center for the Future of Libraries and the Office for Diversity, Literacy and Outreach Services. If I hadn't #39T believed it, IWOULDN #39T have seen it. Exploring Systemic Racism and Its Implications for Our Lives and Work. Sunday, January 10th, 8 a.m. number 8212, 12 p.m. and Monday, January 11th, 8 a.m. number 8212, 12 p.m. Seaport Boston Hotel number 8212, Constitution Room, with a task force on equity, diversity, and inclusion. In this interactive workshop, offered twice, we will explore how race, systemic racism, and racial privilege have implications for our personal and professional lives. It will provide tools to help us better recognize and address racism and other forms of oppression in our relationships, organizations, and institutions. Speakers: Paul Marcus and Donna Bivens from Community Change Inc. Night News Challenge on Libraries. Saturday, January 9th, 9:10 a.m., BCDC 206 AB. In February, Knight Foundation will launch its second Knight News Challenge on Libraries, offering innovative projects a share of $3 million. Learn more about the challenge #39S2016 Focus, get tips on applying, and hear how winners are working to advance the future of libraries. Aspen Dialogue Report. Learn about the action guide for use in your community Saturday, January 9th, 1 number 8212, 2:30 p.m. BCDC 253A. Learn about the new action guide for re-envisioning your public library, a toolkit of resources for library leaders to use in their communities. Invited speakers: Change Agents and Transformation Senator Cory Booker, Alabama President #39S Program, with the Task Force on Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion, Sunday, January 10th, 3:30-5:30 p.m. BCDC Ballroom. West Rising U.S. Senator Cory Booker number 8212, known for being innovative and widely recognized as the accessible and energetic new voice of politics number 8212, joins President Sari Feldman as speaker on the President #39S program, in partnership with the Alabama Task Force on Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. Joanne Jenkins, Auditorium Speaker, Sunday, January 10th, 10:11 a.m., BCDC Ballroom. West Dynamic Change Agent, nationally recognized leader known for her strong sense of social mission, and former Chief Operating Officer at the Library of Congress, current AARP CEO Joanne Jenkins will share her message of innovation. Mary Frances Berry, keynote speaker, Martin Luther King, Jr. Holiday Observance and Sunrise Celebration, Monday, January 11th, 6:30-7:30 a.m., BCDC Ballroom West. One of the most prominent activists in the cause of civil rights, gender equality and social justice in the U.S., Mary Frances Berry has written on numerous related topics. Attendees can also pick up Libraries Transform number 8482, ribbons and window clings at registration, stickers, and postcards in the Alabama Lounge, where they can also enjoy interactive activities including a photo booth. Visit librariestransform.org/librariestransform.